Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office Equipment Solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. It is currently 1:35 in Edmonton. And we are going to head down for a bit of a farm report at this time into Bakersfield, where tonight, actually, we're in Los Angeles, because I believe I got to ask, actually, our next guest. Keith Gretzky is the assistant general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. He oversees the farm team. Keith, is this a home game for the Condors, or are you guys in Ontario tonight?
No, we're in Ontario, which is right in LAX airport, where the Kings farm team, or where the farm team and the Kings practice, so we're playing out of their practice facility.
Otherwise known as El Segundo, is that the one?
You got it.
Yeah,
you
well, got they got it. They got a real good bar, Keith, that's important on practice days when you're on a lengthy road trip. That's all I'm going to say to you. They have
we're fortunate we don't have long trips this year. We came in from Colorado yesterday morning, and instead of driving all the way back to Bakersfield, we stayed in L.A. and played tonight.
Keith, tell me about that. You've been with the team, obviously, with the exception of the time that you spent away when your father, was dealing with the illness. And our condolences again at this time on that front to you and your family. Assess what you've seen from the Condors this season.
Well, I think we got off to a rough start. They're 0-5 and. And, the record really didn't dictate how they were playing. I don't think they played a real bad game. They could have won, three or four of the five. And, that's just a bad bounce here and there and missing the net or whatever it was. And I was happy with the way they were playing. But the record, of course, you always want to win games. And, they fought back and they've played very well, I think, up until last two nights ago when we were in Colorado. We were just flat. And as a whole team, we looked slow. We were slow thinking, slow moving, and as they say, we laid an egg. But every night, I really like the work ethic, and they come to work, and when the game's being played, they play hard, and it's exciting to watch.
Lots of excitement right now. You got three of the top six or seven scores in the American Hockey League. Cooper Marody's leading the league in goal scoring right now. Tyler Benson he can certainly contribute at the American Hockey League level, but maybe a bit of a surprise is Ryan McLeod in terms of how much offense he's brought. A second round pick, he can really skate. Are you surprised at what he's been able to generate offensively so far this season?
Well, I'll start with Coop. Coop's got moved from center to the wing, and he's played very well. And he's very skilled, but I think he's competing harder and working harder. And when you do that, good things happen offensively. And that's why he's leading the league in scoring. And I think with Benson, it's, he's so smart out there, and his tenacity on the puck is unbelievable this year. I think his work ethic is, really good. His board play is where it was, I thought, 2 years ago. So, when you get the puck in your own end and you fumble with it, it ends up staying in your own end. And I think this year is like his first year. He's done a great job of, getting the puck and moving it out. And so with his hockey sense and his skill level, it's really showing up this year in the stats. And with Ryan McLeod, I think it's just, confidence with him. We've always thought that, he had skill, but he's been really good. He's putting up more points than probably what people thought, but he's got speed and he's using it to his advantage. And I think too is that when you compete hard, and it's not by fighting or running over guys, it's just having your nose over the puck and winning puck battles and coming out with it. But I see more confidence carrying the puck in McLeod, so that's a big game changer for him.
Marody currently second in the league in scoring, as is Benson, both with 29 points. Ryan McLeod is actually currently tied for sixth in the league with 12 goals, 25 points in 26 games. You guys have played him at center. Have there been some tutorials with him focused on Zander? Have you done some things in terms of help? You know, how's he doing in faceoffs? How's he in terms of his defensive zone awareness? Is he the low man defensively and supporting the defenseman? That sort of thing. Are those sort of things being reinforced with them on a literally shift by shift basis?
I believe so. The biggest thing with, again, is confidence. And with Ryan, it's the details, the little things. When you can skate, you know, you have a step on everybody else. But to play in the NHL, you got to do the little things. And you know, you look at it. Yeah, I see every game, I don't think at the beginning of the year, his ability to win faceoffs was really bad, but he's taken pride in it. They've watched video with him, and you know, he stays out and does a lot of the little extra taking faceoffs, and Malone and Cracknell have been good with him, and you know, the coaching staff. So I see that big change in him, probably the biggest one from beginning of the year to now. You know, he's, you know, other than three nights ago, he was above 50% of on his faceoffs, and you know, last game he was really did well on him. So I see that area of his game that, you know, you always can improve on, because when you go up to the NHL, it's a different beast up there, and those guys are pros and they've been doing it, so it's going to be hard for him. But he give him credit, he works on it every day, and his D zone, I really like his coverage. He supports the puck very well, and that's why his line has success, because their ability to get the puck out of our end.
Well, just to put things in perspective, right now, here are the top three plus-minus players in the American Hockey League. Ryan McLeod at plus 20, Cooper Marody at plus 20, Tyler Benson at plus 18. So that line is by far the best plus-minus, so obviously they've had a pretty good run here, 5v5. Keith, Raphael Lavoie has come over from Sweden. He was playing in Väsby with Kemp. He has contributed offensively. He's got a shooter's mentality. What have you seen out of him in terms of making his adjustment to the American Hockey League?
Yeah, he just got here, and I think a little bit for him is he's got the ability to get open. It's one of those things with the goal scorers. He has a knack of, you know, I don't want to say roaming, but he's able to find holes, and you know, it's playing with new guys. It's different to find them and get used to where he is on the ice. But for me, who's seen our team the last few years in Bakersfield, we really haven't had a guy like this that likes to shoot the puck. Like his shot attempts, it's kind of funny. Like he just loves to just blast it, and it's not in a bad situation. It's just he's a, you know, shoot first mentality, and you know, but he plays both the right side, the left side, and you know, I think he's starting to fit in real well with the guys, and it's his, really it's first year, first month of real pro hockey, and you know, when you come to the American League, it's especially our division, it's tough. These guys, and you know, and one night you'll see guys in, you know, the LA Kings uniform, and we're playing them the next night, and they're back in the American League, and they have that ability because they're in their bubble, and they don't have to quarantine. So, you know, it's great for everybody, and our side too, especially, as they play hard every night, and if you don't come to work, it shows up in the game. But with Rafi, he's learned that. I think he's learning a few things that, you know, as you come out of junior, you have those junior, we call it junior habits, and longer shifts, and you kind of pace yourself. But, you know, he's going to learn that. We have good coaching down here, and you know, he's going to work on those things.
We are joined by Keith Gretzky, the assistant general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. Keith, the Oilers at this stage are a little bit light on NHL sort of contracted defensemen down in the American Hockey League. You did get Lennstrom back. Nima Leinen's been out of the lineup for a couple weeks. Anything going on that front?
Yeah, you know what? He's been he's got a little bump that he'd be out for a few more weeks, and he's been a big surprise down here. He's, you know, he's got a little jam to his game that I like, and he's big. And you know, our defense down here with our veterans of Stanton and Gravel have really, you know, helped the younger guys. Like we just got Kesselring from college, and Kemp just came over. So Desharnais's been here. He's been a real big surprise, and you know, it's we defend well. usually, and they play hard, and they're not flashy with the puck, and which is fine. You know, they get it, they move it, and we always, the coaches always say, get that puck out of our end, and less situations where you're going to get yourself into trouble. So I think the older veteran guys have really helped their young kids, because we are very young back there, and in the sense of pro games, and you know, these guys are college players, and the older guys have really helped out. And you know, you look at the guys up top, and Bear and Jones and Bouchard, and we feel like what Dave Manson does a really good job in developing these kids, and it takes time. Everybody wants guys up, you know, yesterday, and you know, defense is a hard position, and you got to learn to defend and against these men, and you know, the offense is secondary, and that's one of the things that our team stresses down here, that you know, just get the puck, you don't have to be special. But I think with the older guys, it's really helped their younger guys.
Talking about prospect defensemen, we should mention that Philip Roberg's with Skellefteå right now. They're tied 2-2 in their series. He played under 7 minutes yesterday. I believe they dress seven defensemen most games. Actually, I think Bakersfield has been dressing 7D as well. But theoretically, Keith, next year, you mentioned Kemp and Kesseling. They are signed NHL deals as right shots. Berglund's playing over in Sweden right now. He's a right shot that's on an NHL deal. He could be over next year. I'd give you three righties. Niemelainen's a lefty. You would have potential Samarukov coming from Russia. Broberg as well. I'm missing one more lefty. Lindstrom. I guess a decision would need to be made there as well. You could end up having seven guys in NHL deals on defense next year at the start of the season. There were times this year you only had Niemelainen. At certain stretches before Kesselin and Kemp ended up joining the fray. So it could be a completely different scenario. Would you still have a desire to have an experienced veteran D along the lines of a Stanton type or a Gravel type next year to help bridge the gap a bit?
Well, I think, you know, you sit down and, Ken and I and the staff, everybody, you sit down and you talk about it with, the pro scouting, Archie Henderson, and you got to determine what's best for the organization. And I think personally that having the older guys this year has really helped Niemelainen, has just taken off, for an example. Like, they're so good on the bench talking to them. They understand their roles. And you know, it's one of those things. We finally have a lot of prospects that we consider as prospects because they're signed by us and drafted by us. So it's a good thing. You can never have enough, and it makes competition out there. Guys got to compete, hard every game, and you want to stay in the lineup, and not everybody, gets to play every game. It just doesn't happen that way. And you had mentioned it. We usually dress 7D. We feel that our D is Woody has felt that our D is one of our strong suits in our hockey club, and it has worked out very well. So at the end of the day, he's the coach. I can suggest things to him, but it's his call, and I think it's worked out very well so far.
One final question for Bakersfield Condors general manager, Oilers assistant GM Keith Gretzky. Stuart Skinner is 13-6-1 this year, a 2.48 goals against average. He's got a .910 save percentage. He leads the American Hockey League in wins. He's got considerably better numbers this year than he had last year in Bakersfield. How would you assess his development and growth during the course of the season?
You know, I think Stu's been very good, and he's come down, I think, just being in Edmonton. You know, you talk about the pro guys, the veteran defenseman for the young D. I think just being up in the NHL for a while and seeing our goaltenders and working with Swordsy is so valuable. And you see it in his game that, he's more mature. Goaltenders always develop differently, and it takes a long time to develop. And, some nights last year, you didn't know what goaltender you were going to get because he was so good on the road. And, I don't think he could, win at home type of scenario. But Stu's been fantastic. He's been a totally different person. I think just more mature on and off the ice where it's helped his game. And I really think that he put the time in last summer after we were done with the bubble, that he stayed in Edmonton. He worked his tail off, and I think that he's taken a next step. And you know, as he's really had, I think maybe one bad game in his last game, that, you know, I don't think it was his best game, and the whole team was terrible. But I think Stu is, you know, it's like anything, it takes time, and you know, you got to crawl, walk, and then run, and that's where, you know, Stu is at, and he understands that he's got to dominate down here, and so far he's played very well, and you know what, if he keeps working hard, good things will happen for him.
Keith, much appreciated. Enjoy the games the next couple of nights, and we'll stay in touch.
All right, thanks, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Keith Gretzky, Edmonton Oilers Assistant General Manager. 1:49 in Edmonton. Some breaking news. Elliot Friedman hinted to it. Darren Dreger from TSN reporting the Winnipeg Jets have signed Adam Lowry. 5 years, 3.25 AAV. I'm actually surprised the price point came in that low. We'll take a quick timeout, wrap it up with a memorable This Day in Oilers History on Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Zach Cassian from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
5 years, $3.25 million, Adam Lowry. It's a good deal for the Jets. You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, but not before I tell you this. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. All April, enjoy a free 2-liter Coke product with the purchase of any two large pizzas. Order online at royalpizza.ca, 13 locations in the Edmonton area, or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. To this day in Oilers history, it is brought to you Monday through Friday on Oilers Now by Dennis and Jason Laliberti and the team at New West Travel. And it was one of my favorite games of all time. Here's Brendan Escott.
Yeah, back in 1991, Esa Tikkanen completes a hat trick by scoring the overtime winner at the Olympic Saddle Dome in Calgary as the Oilers rally, battle back, and sink the Flames in Game 7 of the Smythe Division semifinals.
There you go. Tikkanen was a beauty. I mean, the guy was money. A few years later with the Rangers, not in the 94 run, but I don't know, it might have been 96, 97. He had another big, the guy was money come crunch time. Of course, he chirped, legendary chirp on Peter Pocklington, cheap, 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 cheap. He was the one guy that got really paid off that 91 run for the Oilers. But he was that might be, for me, maybe my third or fourth favorite Oilers goal of all time. I mean, that was a pretty important goal. You beat the Flames, a matchup of the Flames won the Cup in 89. The Oilers won in 1990. Brendan, were you even born in 1991?
No, not for a few more years.
Dude, well, you know when I use the term no country for old men hockey? That was the toughest series I ever watched. I mean, it was rollerball on ice. Mark Messier elbowing Rick Natras, basically knocking him out on his feet. I mean, guys just destroyed each other. There were hundreds of hits in that series. Dave Brown starting Darren Dutition, and I just come off a run working with Darren Dutition on Sports Night, and Dave Brown starting the lawnmower on Jim Kite, who was trying to punch his way up. It was just a completely different type of game. We have the update. The Edmonton Oilers will play tomorrow at 5:00. That means the City Ford Faceoff show will be at 3:30. We know Ryan Nugent-Hopkins will not be in the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers might have some news on another front here over the course of the next couple hours, so stay tuned in that regard. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports Night. What's he got shaking?
Yeah, you're going to hear from Oilers Radio Network Inside the Game analyst Rob Brown, former NHL goaltender, current Canucks radio analyst Corey Hirsch, and Inside Sports producer, color analyst for the Double E football team here on 630 CHED, Dave Campbell.
All right. Coming up again, tomorrow we'll have the Oilers and the Jets from Bell MTS Place face-off show 3:30, puck drop 5:00 with Jack Michaels, myself, Rob Brown, Reed Wilkins, Cam Moon, also part of the Oilers Radio Network. We will tell you that 6:30 CHED afternoons, Jalen Nye up next. Open drinking may officially be allowed at some river parks, River Valley parks this summer if a city pilot project gets the go-ahead. The idea for the pilot came from a motion introduced by City Councilor John Dick, who joins Jalen Nye after the 2:00 news. So stay tuned for that. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I'll join you tomorrow at 3:30 with Reed, Rob, Jack, Cam, a cast of thousands on the Oilers Radio Network. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 CHED.